1st of November, 1933. Bill and I got talking at the fish shop today about reminiscences and years and such like things, and made an agreement to meet each other at the same spot, namely the left-hand corner by the window on the first floor of the fish restaurant at the left-hand corner, blind end, of Barrett Street, Oxford Street, W1, 10 years from this date, namely at 12:30 PM on the 1st of November, 1943. Or, if the fish shop on Barrett Street is non-existent then, outside the main entrance to Selfridge's on Oxford Street. I doubt really we shall remember this time next year. 6th of November 1933. Attended geometry tonight, where we took further ellipses and volutes, cusped things, especially the latter. 8th of November 1933. Tired again tonight. We took examples of wrought iron roof members, fiddling things to detail, and most awkward things to work out exactly, especially as the angles go into half degrees. 9th of November 1933. Did most of my homework in the shape of doing the whole of my construction over again. The business so irritated me that I was properly fed up by the time I had finished. 11th of November 1933. This evening, Mum, Dad and I go to see Carmen at the Old Vic, and we're going to book for Faust for next Saturday if we can. A jolly fine performance of Carmen it was, though I shall not fret if I do not see that particular opera again. The title role was taken by Constance Willis. We were unlucky as regards booking for Faust. The cheapest seats available were 5 and 6. 16th of November 1933. Instead of stopping to do my homework, I went to the premiere and saw the best show I've seen for some time, Britannia of Billingsgate, featuring Violet Lorraine and Gordon Harker, was the leading film, a British one and, unusually, very good. This was supported by King of the Jungle with Buster Crabbe. What a name! An absurd tale, but nevertheless entertaining. Also, there was a good Mickey Mouse. The whole show was backed up by a good stage turn and provided, as I say, a jolly good all-round entertainment. 18th of November 1933. I took the tube to the Angel and went to the Public Works exhibition at the Royal Agricultural Hall. A very good and interesting exhibition it was too. Among the exhibits were many models of automatic and vehicle-actuated traffic signals, and I only noticed one steam road roller. The rest were either diesel or petrol driven. I spent about 3 hours in the exhibition and thought I would try the recently opened connection between the Bank and Monument Underground stations on my way home. This I find to be rather a swiz, as it connects the City and South London Railway only with the District Line, and the platform of the former extends so far down King William Street that the actual connecting tunnel is only about 60 yards, half of which is taken up by an ordinary two-way escalator to adjust the difference in levels. 23rd of November 1933. I didn't do my homework tonight, but read instead. I went to the St Marylebone Library this afternoon and got out 100 Years of London's Buses, published by the London Transport Board. Seems a very interesting book. My other present library books are Oddities by a Captain Gould, not bad, but rather dry, and Golden Pool, R.A. Freeman's first novel, and reads like it too. 24th of November 1933. Wired into my homework tonight and was relieved to find there wasn't much after all. Mum and Dad, when they went to Selfridge's on Wednesday, bought a clock with the money I gave them for their silver wedding, and it was delivered today, but much to our annoyance, it will not go. I'll have to take it back on Monday and have it seen to. 25th of November, 1933. I went to Olympia this afternoon to the cycle show. I was, naturally, very interested, though I didn't take so much notice of the motorcycle part as I had previously. I collected plenty of literature and found most interest in the accessories. I expect next year I shall want some new tyres, and I'd like a new saddle and a bell before then. I'll try and give a broad hint for Christmas for these. George came soon after I reached home and played a rather hectic game of Russian patience, this game being noted more for its lack of patience. 30th of November, 1933. Had a go on the wireless tonight and was amazed to find how many stations kept rolling in. Between the London and Midland regional, there are about 40 kilocycles, and there is heaped up between them Toulouse, which has come back after a regressively long absence, on 8 kilowatts, Leipzig on 120 kilowatts, and Stuttgart, which is temporarily on low power. All this crowding is to be abolished, it is hoped, when the Lucerne reshuffle comes off next January. I was able to pick up Leipzig at R9 with no interference whatever, and Toulouse at R7 and R8 with a faint heterodyne from London Regional, and so on all round the dial.